Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul is thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. So, today we're talking about purposeful action. And yesterday we went over things that are honoring yourself and understanding how all that works. And I thank you for your comments. And, you know, one of the things I do want to bring to your attention that we can sit around and talk about how things should be, how they don't make sense, or how the world is progressing, or what we're dissatisfied with. We can do that. But the bottom line is, results will count. If we don't take action, if we don't actually implement anything, if we don't put our purpose first and drive it, we drive our car, nothing happens. Nothing changes. We can argue about it all day long. We can divide into groups as man has done, into different races, different religions, different political parties. We can separate ourselves all we want. Different neighborhoods, different communities, everybody's got a cause. Okay? But the bottom line is, until we take action, nothing happens. Your incarnation on the planet came with an obligation, an assignment from your creator. Okay? And everything you have done since you emerged onto the planet was meant to help you fulfill that purpose. Too many times we want to think otherwise. Inertia sets in. We think we don't count. It doesn't matter. It does matter. And you will discover that as you get older and spend more and more time on this planet, dissatisfied, sick, and also broke. The only thing that matters is results. Your life has to have meaning. It doesn't matter whether your focus is on love or it's on family or it's on building businesses, making money. Whatever your objective is, it's attainable if you take action. And in order to do that, you have to make some purposeful choices. Okay? Now, somebody asked, how do you know your purpose, how do you know which thing you should be doing? Well, that word should can get you into a whole lot of trouble. Okay? I think that's where obscurity comes in, and basically it starts to blur your vision of yourself and where you're headed. Everybody's trying to do the so-called right thing, and that's contingent upon who you're talking about, who you're talking to, okay, what group you belong to, what has been ingrained in your consciousness, okay, by your teachers, by your caretakers, by your experiences, which may or may not be correct. So someone else says, well, then wouldn't it mean everything is an experiment? Yeah, pretty much. Because if you remember, you made the image and likeness of your creator. You have free will, choice. Okay? And what works for you may not work for another. What works for another may not work for you. And that is contingent upon the choices that you are making and also what you're bringing into the entire scenario. Okay? If you have been trained or socialized to believe that things are one way, and then you find a whole community, a group of people that believe otherwise, you may at some point feel the need to rebel. You may even call them out. It's been our history on this planet to fight and beat up on people that don't agree with us politically or religiously even. Okay? Religion is simply the way you choose to practice. That's all. You just read them in cases, a book of rules. That's why there are so many religions. Okay? It doesn't matter which one you pick, because there are several different paths to the same destination. Pick one that works for you and continue to march. But if it doesn't work for you, then that's when you need to change your mind. Start looking at other options. And I find that to be one of the most important things, because we are often driven by our belief systems, which contain our religious convictions or our political ideas. We're always positioning ourselves. And what ends up happening is somehow our purpose gets lost in all of that. And when you don't honor yourself, then you dishonor your purpose. And therefore, you dishonor God, Spirit, the One, energy, the Source, the universe. And of course, you rob all of us who are waiting on, expecting your creation. You see, what would really make everyone on this planet happy here and prosperous and loving and healthy would be if we would all simply do what actually works for us. Now, that might seem a little bizarre at first, but the only thing that's going to work for us as individuals or collectively is each of us fulfilling our purpose. When we allow each other to stand in the way of that, then we blot our own carpet. Every time you criticize and condemn someone else for living bitchin', they're perfect and co-creating with God. And that's basically what you're doing, is blocking yourself. Because each of us have the same right, the same expectation, the same obligation, the same responsibility to live our purpose. We do that, and we live our dream. We reach into our arsenal, our soul, okay, and we pull out the tools that we need, our skills, our talents, our abilities, our hopes, dreams, and desires. And that is what forges us ahead. Purposeful action. Nothing changes. Nothing gets better. We take action. Now, if 50% of us don't take any action, we just become a burden to the other 50%. Okay? I didn't make this up. Okay. Read your holy books. Read history. Okay? And you will see this has been going on since the beginning of time. Everything in the Bible, all the scenarios and parables and all, it contains everything you could possibly want to do. And it also gives you a clue as to the outcome if you do it. Okay, that book is about you. Same thing with the Quran. All of the holy books were written to help you to understand that you need singleness of purpose. Okay, that duality that it talks about is not about the God and the devil. It really is about your intentions, your purpose being fulfilled, or you laying down on the job. Okay? Some of us just want to go with the flow. Oh, yeah. That's how they live their life. See what happens. You are a creator. You determine what happens next. Free will. So whatever is lacking in your life right now is because you haven't done the work in order to manifest what you desire. Okay? There's something stuck in your consciousness that is preventing you from taking action. Okay? Or maybe you're confused about what you're supposed to be doing. It's not really that you don't know. It's just that when you take yourself in different directions and you allow yourself to be influenced by other things that are contrary to your purpose, it becomes better. You get lost. You don't know what you're doing. And you end up with all kinds of illnesses, diseases in the body, all kinds of promptings from life to force you to grow, force you to do something. Okay? Relationships start falling apart. Your kids hate you. Your parents hate you. Okay? Your friends turn their back. These things happen for a reason. Not really because you're a horrible person, but because we put ourselves in a position to fail. We don't take purposeful action. Even you know when what the end result is going to be, then you work toward that objective. Okay? But if you don't have a clear vision, then there is no objective. And there's no way to measure it. And this is why you don't have any money. Okay? Because money is simply a system of measure. That's all it is. Okay? And basically, it's meaningless. It's just energy. Everything is energy. Okay? But this is what we understand in order to make the exchanges necessary in order to live. All of us are not capable of doing everything. Some of us do certain things better than others. Some of us are farmers. Some of us build big businesses. Some of us sing songs. Some of us act on stage. We're in films. Some of us teach. Some of us write. Some of us landscape. Some of us build business. And it doesn't matter which thing you do. Understand, if you look around you, wherever you are at this very moment, if you look around you, everything has been created. If not by God, by one of us. Because we are co-creators with God. That's why we're here. Okay? To take what has been made by God or another man, transform it, repackage it, change it. Okay? We're always selling in everything that we do. We're always growing. We're always evolving. Some of us are just not learning our lessons, not taking the action that we need to. And we're still waiting to get it all together. We're waiting for something miraculous to take place. Then we will take action. You got it. Can't do it that way. Nothing's going to happen until you take action. Whatever is in your consciousness will manifest physically in your life. Okay? Do you believe in sickness? Okay? So shall it be in your life. Okay? Do you believe in lack and limitation? So shall it be. Your subconscious mind is committed to giving you exactly what you believe. That's the law of attraction. People often try to flip it and change it into this and that, and they come up with all these axioms and methodologies, and the bottom line is, it is as you believe it is. Okay? So the big argument with most people is, why is this happening to me? It must not be God's will for me to succeed or to be happy or to have a loving relationship or to be healthy. God gave you free will, period. Now, if you were born with a disease, okay, then that might be the thing you need to be working on. Okay? And whichever capacity you choose, you're the creator. Okay? But if you were not born with a disease, then why are you contracting disease? Live with purpose. Okay? We live and move and have our being within spirit, the source, God. Okay? Every atom in and around us is made up of the very same substance. It's just repurposed. Every molecule, every cell in your body. Is replaced. Did you know that you're always brand new every moment? Because even your body is not the same as it was. Okay? Because the cells are always being replaced. So why does sickness still exist? Because what's in your consciousness teaches the new cells. We fit. We don't function normally. Okay, so you create the same pattern, the same circumstance that you had yesterday. And if you let it go, because you've done nothing to retard the negative cell, negative energy, growth. And this is what happens to us over time. Some people they look good at look like they're 50 at 30. Okay. I know some 35-year-olds that look older than me. I find that amazing. But talk to them for a few minutes and you'll start to understand how they age so rapidly. Yeah? Talk to the people who are sick and you'll start to understand why the sickness perpetuates itself. Talk to people who are broke. You will understand how come they don't have any money. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. And you can talk to some people about their love relationship and you will understand. I won't even finish that sentence. You'll understand. Okay? Life is a mirror and our picture of physical representation of that which you believe. Your beliefs, your thoughts, your words, your feelings, and your actions. Produce we make choices in accordance with the aforementioned items. So whatever has manifested in your life, whatever your conditions are there by choice. Now let me just say this to you. Even if you don't believe what I just said, let me say this to you. What if I'm right? And if it is in your best interest to believe what I have just said, what that does is give you tremendous power. Okay? Because if you know that is your responsibility, then you also know that you can change it. And that's half the battle right there. Just knowing you got here to this particular place in your life because of your choices. That's a revelation in itself. When you can accept that, when you know that to be true, and there is no but, this happened to me and that happened to me, and this one abused me and that one neglected me, and this one hurt me and that one stole from me. I mean, when you finally say, I'm living my life based upon my choices, it's empowering. And you understand then that you can choose again rather than go back to the classroom again. Today, I challenge you to take purposeful action so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Let me show you what I know. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.